Welcome to the Daily Lectio Divina podcast with sacredpilgrim.com. Today's reading is part of a series on making all things new. Today we're reading Deuteronomy 30, 8 and 9. And I'll be reading from the message. Let's begin with a few slow, deep breaths to settle ourselves. Mindful breathing gives our bodies and minds a chance to become quiet and still, and allows us to begin to be attentive to the movement of the spirit in our time together today. As I read twice through, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you and touches your heart. Use the silence that follows to take in that word or phrase. Turn it over in your mind. Ponder it. And you will make a new start. Listening obediently to God, keeping all His commandments that I'm commanding you today. God, your God, will outdo Himself in making things go well for you. You'll have babies, get calves, grow crops, and enjoy an all-around good life. Yes, God will start enjoying you again, making things go well for you, just as He enjoyed doing it for your ancestors. And you will make a new start, listening obediently to God, keeping all His commandments that I'm commanding you today. God, your God, will outdo Himself in making things go well for you. You'll have babies, get calves, grow crops, and enjoy an all-around good life. Yes, God will start enjoying you again, making things go well for you, just as He enjoyed doing it for your ancestors. As I read again, hold the word or phrase in your mind and ask where God is using it to touch your life experience right now. Maybe a feeling or memory comes up for you around the word. What does God have to say to you about it? And you will make a new start. Listening obediently to God, keeping all His commandments that I'm commanding you today. God, your God, will outdo Himself in making things go well for you. You'll have babies, get calves, grow crops, and enjoy an all-around good life. Yes, God will start enjoying you again, making things go well for you, just as he enjoyed doing it for your ancestors. In this last reading, consider what response God is inviting in you through the word or phrase. It may be an action, an inner decision or new awareness, or a spark of creative inspiration. Silently talk with God about that invitation. And you will make a new start, listening obediently to God, keeping all his commandments that I'm commanding you today. God, your God, will outdo himself in making things go well for you. You'll have babies, get calves, grow crops, and enjoy an all-around good life. Yes, God will start enjoying you again, making things go well for you, just as he enjoyed doing it for your ancestors. As we close this time of divine reading, spend some time resting quietly in God. You might feel inspired to use a few words, but in this time, words are not necessary. Contemplative prayer gives us space to just be present with God and allow God to be present with us. If you like, you can pause the recording here for the duration of your silent time before hearing the closing prayer. Or you can use the prayer to lead you into your time of silent contemplation. I also invite you to visit the Sacred Pilgrim Facebook page and share your word or phrase and what came up for you today. God, we thank you that we can trust in your promise that you are always working the events of our lives toward your good purpose. As we start over with you today, God, may we be attuned to your living, active presence within us. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.